Hospitalizations and new COVID-19 cases in eastern Washington and north Idaho are soaring, and healthcare providers fear that if this trend continues, there will be a shortage of both beds and staff to treat dangerously ill patients from both rural and urban communities. Northeast Tri-County Health Officer Sam Artsis said the counties he serves, Stevens, Ferry, and Ponderay, have not only approached the high tide mark from last December for hospitalizations and new cases.
We've already eclipsed that, and if you look at the curve this time, it's almost going straight up, and we haven't even hit the peak yet. We're very concerned at the moment, and I can tell you our medical system, having talked with our regional hospitals, local hospitals in the three-county area, we are under a good deal of stress right now.
He said on average, the three rural counties are seeing about 30 new cases a day. According to health district data, more than 97% of those cases are in unvaccinated people. The vaccination rate for those three counties is below 40%, and the county with the least vaccinated people is Stevens County, with about 32% of the county's population fully vaccinated. Artsis noted that the hospitals in rural northeast communities are normally dependent on the capacity at Kootenai Health and hospitals in Spokane, but those hospital emergency rooms are filling up due to an uptick in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in the unvaccinated, and more severe emergencies caused by people who may have been delaying care during the pandemic. Artsis said he was concerned the lack of capacity will mean more transfers to farther away healthcare systems.
The care that people get, even in a stressed situation, they're getting excellent care, but the challenge is it may not be in a timely manner. And then the second thing is it may be way away from family. You may be getting care, like I said, you know, in a different state. And so, yeah, it's not a concern. It's a reality right now.
He said he's hoping the FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine to clear risks of remaining unvaccinated and the availability of a third dose could help with the growing capacity issues and staffing shortages. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.